This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're discussing NDAs, those non-disclosure agreements. And to help us with the conversation, I'm joined on the line by attorney Karabo Dikuba from Maboko Mangena Attorneys. And we're talking about those NDAs just to find out how really they work. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chekani, and good morning to all the listeners. I am well, and how are you?
I'm good. Let's start by defining an NDA, what it is exactly, and in what situation is it legally enforceable?
Okay, an NDA is a contract, right, that is entered into by one or more parties, wherein they agree not to disclose certain confidential information to others, or where they agree to protect information from being shared with that party. So simply put, an NDA is just a confidential agreement, right?
Yeah.
So for it to be legally enforceable, when a court finds that agreement, when the court finds that the agreement meets the requirements of a valid contract, for example, when it finds that it is lawful, you know, there's consensus between the parties, the contract is reasonable and clear, it does not violate public policy or constitutional rights, and then that is when a court can declare that particular contract to be enforceable.
So are they both enforceable perhaps in the same way, or maybe let me ask, are the NDAs used differently in personal settings compared to businesses and workplace environments?
Well, yes, there is some difference there, you know, between in private settings and workplaces. But they both create a legal and confidential relationship.
Yeah.
So, for example, in a business or a workplace, an NDA intends to protect trade secrets, maybe client database information and business strategies.
Mm.
So it normally prevents the employees or former employees from sharing sensitive information to a competitor or the public. Whereas in personal settings or private settings, it is used to protect the privacy and reputation. They prevent, you know, guests from sharing the photos or their photos or videos. So it's commonly used by celebrities, you know, to say that if you are here, please don't share my photos, don't share my videos, because I don't want people to know what I'm currently doing. So yes, it's slightly different.
What should someone look out for before signing an NDA?
Okay, yeah. So before signing an NDA, a person must look into that contract, you know, to find the clear meaning of the confidential information that they are not supposed to disclose. They must look at how fair is it, you know, is it reasonable, does it clearly indicate that it is an NDA. They must look at the purpose of that disclosure, what are we protecting here, and the duration of that particular contract to say, how long is it going to last? You know, how long must I not disclose information that I know of? And the consequences of breaching it, you must also know what's going to happen in the event you mistakenly breach this NDA and so forth. Your obligations, basically, as a party to that NDA.
I mean, you mentioned something there that, you know, caught my attention, making sure that it clearly states that it is an NDA. Should it be written there, non-disclosure agreements, or do we find other documents that swear people to secrecy?
Well, you know, it's important for you to find that it says, it defines it as an NDA.
Okay.
Some contracts, yes, it might be a secret, but you must just make sure that you are able to see that this is a non-disclosure agreement.
Mm.
Whatever that I'm signing into simply means that I must not disclose information that I know about this person or the company. So you must just make sure that you establish that it is an NDA. And if it's not put out there, you must, you know, discuss with the other party so that it can be clearly defined, yes.
So what then happens if someone breaks the terms of that NDA, and what are the possible legal consequences?
Well, so breaking the terms of an NDA is simply a breach of contract, you know, where one fails to comply with the terms of that particular contract, or you have disclosed information that you are not supposed to. So it may lead to, you know, a lawsuit or damages, wherein the other party or the party that has suffered can sue you to say that, you know, you have disclosed information that you are not supposed to, and in that regard, I have suffered the following damages or in this amount. So it can also lead to financial consequences. And when we speak about it in a workplace, it can also lead to dismissal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time and having this chat with us. How do people get in touch with Maboko Mangena Attorneys?
Thank you so much for having me, Shekani. So our offices are at 22 Paul Kruger Street in Polokwane. You can call us on 015-291-1992. Our email address is admin@mmartinis.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time and do enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, and thank you.
So have you ever been asked to sign an NDA or any other document that is swearing you to secrecy? Did you fully understand what it meant before signing it? And you know, I know if you've signed it, you can't tell us much. But maybe you can just hint, you know, it was at work, or maybe, you know, I was doing this and that, without even giving it away, you know, because we don't want them to come after you now because they heard you telling the story on the radio. But have you ever had to sign an NDA or any other document that was swearing you to secrecy? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.